This is our town. As we do, let's find out what's happening around Central Victoria. There's always plenty on, Jules.
Oh, yes. Let's kick off a weekend with a bit of music. We had plenty of stuff happening last weekend, but it continues this weekend, Saturday at Hanging Rock, Macedon Rangers Music Festival. This is a fantastic event run 100% by volunteers, and every dollar made goes towards the Cambodian Kids Foundation. Mahalia Barnes, absolute sensational vocals. The daughter of Jimmy Barnes is going to be there, plus plenty more artists. She's the headliner there. So make sure you check it out, Macedon Rangers Music Festival this Saturday.
Yep, back in town, St Kilian's have got a huge gig on. It's the Earth Care team at St Kilian's Parish. They're making lots of things on Saturday. Variety of stalls will be there for sale, face painting, music raffles, unique recycled or upcycled, I should say, handmade gifts, household objects. There's so much more. Payment by card, not guaranteed, so you need to bring cash. Get along there to St Kilian's Parish in Macrae Street. Kicks off Saturday from around about 11.
As well, at 11 o'clock on Saturday, the Bendigo Latin Festival is going to be shaking its hips at the Garden for the Future, or Botanic Gardens in White Hills there. This is their third event. It's a free event for family, even bring along the pets. It's going to go all till 6 p.m. and there's heaps of stuff, food, live music, activities for the whole family. The piñatas, those things that you can whack down and have heaps of fun with.
You can whack down, right, eh?
I love a piñata. There should be more times to have a piñata. Face painting, heaps of stuff going on, all for free, 11 a.m. in the Botanic Gardens.
This Sunday, if you're into it, you're into it. And if you're not, you're not. I think that's about where it's at with this. The Bendigo Holistic and Psychic Expos on at the Strathdale Community Centre, which is in Crook Street, this coming Sunday. In fact, it goes for something like 6 hours, 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Are you into this stuff, Jules, the psychic stuff and holistic and all the reading of the cards, etc., etc.?
I want to know a little bit of it. Don't tell me my life story, Coco, but maybe a little bit. You know, like, is it going to be a good weekend for me?
Right. I think it's a bit more deeper than that. I actually went to a psychic's house once and I knocked on the door and they said, "Who's there?" And I said, "You tell me."
You should have known.
Moving on. What else have you got?
Oh, last but not least, Concerts by Candlelight. This is happening Friday night, 7 till 8 p.m. It's a beautiful, awesome event, a unique musical and intimate experience in historic venues. They're lit up by the gentle glow of candles. You can get amongst this on Maiden Gully, 756 Calder Highway there. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's intimate. And there's heaps of different things that you can check out there, like vintage clothing, holiday costumes, theatre tickets, a whole bunch of different things there on offer at the Concerts by Candlelight.
And just a quickie for me to wrap up to the Parisian Parade Dance and Craft in the Hargreaves Mill is coming back this Saturday between 10 and 2. So there'll be storytelling and so much more. So if you want to get along there, it is a free event. Check it out in the Hargreaves Mill. All the Scots mascots will be in there. You'll see the big reindeers, etc., running around everywhere. So this is good fun. And as I said, lots of storytelling. French music, which you'd like, Jules.
Oui, oui. Now on to M. Tresidar, where to bend to go. She tells us what's new, what's on, some local activities you might never heard of. And she's checking out a flash farm. Tell us more, Em.
This is our town.
I read about the B Bendigo Business Awards in the local paper. One of the nominees was Flash Farm, a therapeutic farm specialising in animal-assisted therapy. Well, what is that? And how did it come to be? CEO, founder and principal social work practitioner Christy met me at the farm gates to show me around.
Em's gone and done it.
All of this is transferable for kids to take home, to do at home, or it makes education more relevant, you know. Oh my God.
Yeah.
They're butting heads, so literally.
Wow. Yeah, she wasn't that fast. I literally just let her out, basically. I was like, please, come out.
But wait, there's more to Ben to know.
Christy, thank you so much. You've just taken me around Flash Farm.
Yes, pretty exciting, wasn't it?
It was really exciting. I've got to say, though, initially I was like, yeah, let me touch all the animals. Let me go around and do all the things. I feel actually a sense of calmness more now than I had when I walked in.
Yeah, that often happens with a lot of people that we see. It, you know, people come in and it's always that, you know, I want to touch everything. And I get that, you know, I was a kid once and touched a few electric fences along the way. But it's that, you know, for them to understand that it's not always about us, that there's another living being there that we need to consider as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you tell me a little bit about Flash Farm, when it came to be and how it came to be?
When I started uni, I'm like, this is what I want. I want a therapy farm for people who struggle in mainstream, you know, counselling or therapy, or even with school. How can we help people have a more fulfilling life, I guess, and meet their own inner desires? So
that's incredible.
Went to uni, everyone told me, like, it was a big pipe dream, I guess. Mm. You know, you got this weird chick talking about having a therapy farm. Like, I guess, you know.
Well, joke's on them, because I'm now at your therapy farm. You so are.
And now they refer to me, so it's awesome.
The more we're chatting and even going around the farm, it's like, it's such a priceless experience that you're offering young people in a space that is very unusual. Mm. You know, we spoke about the traditional means of social work and being in a room pretty much probably similar to what we're in now,
yeah,
which is probably a more traditional space. Yep. But then outside, we've got 63 animals that are there to help us regulate our emotions, help us, you know, overcome these particular things that we're struggling with in the moment. It's such an incredible place.
Mm. And then you add nature, just, you know, all those things, the birds, the bees, the even the grass. You know, you take your shoes off.
Speaking on that, if someone is listening in and around the Bendigo area and they think that potentially them or someone they know may benefit from the work here at Flash Farm, is there a way that they can, how does it work?
Yeah, so that's direct referrals. It doesn't need to be from a professional,
mm-hmm,
because we find often, you know, families or the person knows themselves what they need. So they can then head to our website, which is www.flashfarm.org. And on there, there's a contact page that you can send us a message, or my phone number is also on that website as well.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't know that I needed this, but I even have stumbled upon the benefits of being this space. So I can absolutely affirm that Flash Farm is on my list of where to bend to go.
Fantastic. I'm glad we made it.
Yes, 100%.
A huge thank you to Christy and her team for having me on the farm. Apologies again for letting the goat out. For more info about the farm and all the awesome work that they do there, head to flashfarm.org.
Thanks, Em. All right, Coggo, you are the man to tell us what is happening locally around the region in local sport.
Well, it is the middle of March, as we know, so you'd expect it to be cricket finals, and it is coming up this weekend, grand finals, and there's plenty of footy practice matches happening as well. We might just go through some of the grand finals this weekend. There is only one in the Bendigo District Cricket Association because they played their grand finals last weekend to make this a standalone game. It is the replay of last year's grand final. Kangaroo Flat were premiers. Strathmoristians taking on Kangaroo Flat once again, deja vu. It's happening from midday, Saturday, Sunday at the QEO, so that is Division 1. In the Emu Valley Cricket Association, they have all, when I say all, they've got their Division 1, Division 2 and Division 3 grand finals on. In Division 1, it's Mandurang taking on Spring Gully at Ewing Park. It's a 1:30 start there. In Division 2, it is the grand final between Mandurang and Kalgoorlie, which is at Spring Gully Oval. That's also a 1:30 start. And Division 3 will be a ripping game between Maya Maya and also Bagshot, the two clubs there. A little bit different to some of the other clubs we've heard about, but they'll be playing in the grand final. I'm pretty sure this one, Jules, is 3 years in a row for those two. They're playing at Mandurang. That one's a 1 o'clock start, being a one dayer. So there's some of the things that are happening across the weekend in sport. Whatever you're doing, enjoy, because we love bringing you all the events right across Central Victoria.
Certainly we do. Make sure you are following along on the podcast, because we've got the Easter special coming up very soon. Make sure you subscribe to Everything Central Vic, and we'll see you next time.
This is our town.